I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit. So today on this episode of Hey Spirit, I had the pleasure of speaking with Leonard and Will. Their story is just remarkable. And the thing that I admire the most about their experience was how Spirit came through and not only validated how proud they were of the two of them, but to remind us how important it is to let go of anything negative connected to our loved one's departure and how we really can't hold on to how someone died or don't let the way that they died to define who they were. We all have struggles in life. Life isn't easy. Life is hard, but we have to remember the good. And that is the thing that I loved about Leonard and Will's reading today. I hope you all find the peace, comfort, and joy, laughter, as we did with Leonard and Will. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Hey Spirit. So I just invite the two of you to the most amazing and beautiful messages from your loved ones today. So I am going to start with the mom that's passed. So whose mom is departed?
Mine.
So know, Leonard, that your mom came running, running from the back.
That's her.
And it's like, oh my God, there's my son, my son. Now, do you connect with butterflies?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted her to validate her presence. Did you do something in memory of her on your wedding day?
We did. We put pictures of,
we had a memorial,
like a memorial table set up at our wedding, and it had the butterflies.
Now, see, your mom looked at me and she goes, Teresa, how did you know that I died before they got married? I go, I don't know. I go, that's what I felt from you. So it validates that her, but this is how I feel. She's so excited. So excited to be here today, to have this opportunity, but more importantly, to give you that gift of knowing how proud she is of you. You have a sense of sadness within your soul, of course, because you lost your mom, but more in the fact that you finally feel complete.
Yeah.
And that you have everything in your life and you feel that your mom is missing out. So I love what your mom has done in the first minute of your reading.
That's her. She would always yell, my son, my son, my son. And she'd come out running.
And that's exactly how she came into this reading. I love that. I love that she was able to give you that gift today. And I want to explain to the two of you on more on the fact of what she made me feel like when you feel complete. I know what that feeling is like. I struggled with my gift since I'm four. And I always felt different. And I used to say to my mom, I don't feel right. I feel different than everyone else. I don't feel like I belong here. And it wasn't until I accepted my gift, and I was almost 30, is when my soul felt complete. And trust me, I had every blessing in my life. But when I accepted who God intended me to be, is when my soul felt complete. And that's what I love with your mom. She wanted me to explain that. I usually typically don't like to talk about myself or about my journey, but she made me feel like it was important. So the both of you understand that I understand what she's saying.
Yeah.
Even though it might be in a different scenario, right? Mm-hmm. But the emotion is still the same. The feelings are still the same, right?
Yeah.
Correct? So know that this is her way of saying that, because it's very easy for me to say, oh, someone's saying how proud they are of you. Mm-hmm. I need them to validate it. Now, Will, I'm going to ask you something that I never really asked someone before.
Yes.
Did you not know his mom?
No, I knew his mother.
Well,
why? In a sense of, I didn't know her.
Well, okay, yeah, because she said to me, because this is what I mean by she, I don't even know what to say or how to say this because I've never said this to someone before. She made me feel like that she wanted you to know that she has heard your prayers. Whether if you, before this session, were preparing and saying, oh, I hope you come through. Mm-hmm. I hope you know how happy we are. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because even though you might not have, quote unquote, knew her, you know everything about her.
Physically correct? Know her, but didn't meet her before. Like, knew her, like you said.
But what you know of her is from what your husband has told you, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what I love in this moment is what she's saying is, I was present for the conversations. My soul was present. Will, can I ask you, was there a separation that you had before someone died or like before someone passed, there was a separation or you didn't know them as well or you didn't get to see them as much?
Not that I can think of.
How do you connect with the father figure that's departed for you? Who are you named after?
I'm named after my parents' friend, but the only person I can think of a father figure is maybe my grandfather.
Okay. And you were named after someone, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And they still here in the physical world?
That I don't know.
Okay. So just know that your grandfather was acknowledging that you were a namesake.
Okay.
Okay. That you were named after someone. So know that your grandfather's soul is present. I am going to say this. I'm going to go to your dad's side of the family. Is your dad's dad departed?
I've never met my father's dad, so I truthfully don't know anything about him.
It was specifically, they moved me to one side of the family. So I'm going to say this, because I asked Spirit, I was like, well, why did you make me feel this emotion? And it was important that you know that even though you might not feel supported 100% of the time, fair enough, you're being supported by Spirit, even though you never met them before. Their souls are protecting, guiding, and loving you from the other side.
It's amazing.
Did you move? Who moved away from the family?
I moved away from the family. On my father's side, most of my family still live in New Jersey.
Okay, so you used to live there and now, and you moved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's fine. My job is just to make sure that I interpret it correctly. Who does the writing, or who writes poetry, or who wrote something? Did you write something in honor or in memory of your mom?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
So know that she wants to thank you for that. She wants to thank you for the amazing and beautiful tribute that you gave her. Can you believe that she's gone?
Yes and no.
Feeling that I have. And it's like, I feel like she's going to come walking through that door at any moment.
That's how it feels.
Right?
Yeah. And it's funny you say that because everyone who comes over always makes the comment of, it always feels like you're, She's just going to come barging through the door. They're talking about my grandmother.
Well, knowing that the souls are present at that exact moment. And the reason why everyone feels that way is because she's with you at that exact moment. So yes, it's a feeling, but it's real. Yeah. It's a real emotion. Did they call you by a nickname?
Yeah.
But I feel like your mother doesn't. She doesn't want me to call you by the nickname.
I don't know,
did she not like the nickname? What was that, Will?
It was kind of a nickname that was just on that side of the family, and it was kind of stupid, but it was my nickname, and it kind of ended when she passed.
So maybe that's why she didn't want me to call you by the nickname, right? However, this is the thing. When messages come through and spirit validates that presence, it has a meaning for you. Now, your husband didn't even know that you went by, right? That your mom called you by a nickname.
No.
Right?
No. Mm-mm.
So, because I think, again, it's very easy for because your mom's like, I just want to go back to the wedding. I want to go back to the wedding. I'm like, well, we already talked about the wedding. She goes, no, I want to go back. I want to go back. So I think it's very easy for spirit to acknowledge and to say things like that. I need them to validate it with something so unique. And your mom is like, it was so nice, Teresa, because he remembered the nickname, and he hadn't in so long.
Yeah.
Because for whatever reason, maybe too painful, or maybe reality of not having my mom here.
A mixture of stuff.
Right. She says, I want you to know that I was always proud of you. I don't want you to ever feel that I would have been disappointed in you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
You know, I think, listen, I don't care who we are or what we do for a living. I think we all make choices and decisions where we look back and we're like, oh geez, I can't believe I did that, right?
Yeah.
Right? So I tend to look at those things as that they're lessons learned. I feel like I learned something from that because I would never make that decision again. I feel I don't mean to sound so cliche, but a lot of times those decisions and choices, they make us who we are today because we learn and we grow from that. Yeah. So your mom says, anytime you feel that if you say, well, I wonder if my mom would support me in that. I wonder if my mom would be disappointed. It's almost like she wants you to remember this moment of her saying to you, I will always be proud of you. Could never be disappointed in you. Now, who passed tragically?
That was my mother.
Because all of a sudden she started to, she's being a spirit hog. I'm just letting you know. Because I tried to go to Will's side of the family and I'm like, okay, well, make me feel the presence. And it was like, nope. All I could feel was this tragedy. So, Will, I don't know what's going to happen today. I will do my due diligence to move the energy around. But right now, his mom is not letting me move off of her. So know that even though she left the physical world in a tragic way, her soul is safe and at peace with God. Now, Will, who is the mother figure for you that's passed? Is it your grandmother?
I was going to say probably my grandmother.
Or your aunt?
No, grandmother.
Did someone lose the sister or sister-in-law?
Yes, one of my aunts lost her sister. She lost her twin sister, but...
Okay. Just so you know that they're all stepping forward. And even though they didn't know each other here in the physical world with your husband's side of the family, it's validating that even though the souls didn't know each other, they're connected on the other side because the both of you are connected.
That's amazing.
So if you wonder, I wonder if they know each other, right? I wonder if they support our choices, whatever they are, validating that the souls are coming together. And I love how your mom tied that in with, because she left the physical world in a tragic way. And that was one of your questions, is that she says, is that if my soul was at peace, if I was okay, because you keep having this reoccurring, I'll use the term nightmare, vision, that she suffered to her death. And she says, I need you to stop that. Know that she did not suffer, because I don't know if you feel if someone got to her sooner or was there, that she never would have died. So know that she said, and do you have a lot of questions about her passing, or are there a couple of Okay, because she showed me a puzzle piece and then there was a piece missing from the puzzle. So that becomes my symbol for where we feel something isn't right. There's a lot of, and then she showed me my symbol for, listen, there could be three or four different stories. She says, I just need you to know that my soul is at peace. She told me that you have a very, very good intuition.
I do.
So know that, and I'm going to say this, that when after your mom passed, it became stronger. Is that correct? Know that that is your mom guiding you. That, and don't ever, ever veer from that. She goes, Teresa, there were a couple of times that he did veer from it. She says, and things went awry. She says, it didn't go well for him.
So true.
So know that what your mom is saying, that that is me. She wants to also kind of take credit for the two of you meeting. So I said to her, I said, why do I feel like there might be a little bit more to this? She goes, nope. She goes, it's all me. She says, I am taking credit for the two of them meeting. So do either one of you use the term of like when you met, it was like you felt like you knew each other? Or there was this immediate connection?
Definitely.
Because sometimes,
the immediate connection.
No, that was because you were connected in a previous life. That's something that spirit really doesn't talk about a lot because a lot of people don't understand or know about past lives. But it's that, because you know, sometimes you could be in a relationship with someone, but you've been friends or you like kind of knew each other in your past, crossed maybe a couple of years prior. But it was like when you guys met, it was like this instant connection.
It was.
And it was like,
yeah. After talking and dating for a while, we found out through the years, we kind of followed each other and lived in like the same neighborhood or like, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Do you have a piece of your mom's jewelry?
Yep.
And is it like one piece that you treasure?
Yeah. I took it out and held it before the session today.
So know that your mom's soul was with you at that exact moment, validating that she was with you. She goes, yeah, she goes, that hadn't seen the light of day in years. So do you never, is it a ring? She goes, you know, that ring hasn't seen the light of day, Teresa, in years. So you never really take it out or look at it, or very rarely?
The last time I took it out was when the police had given it to me after she died.
And how long ago was that?
It'll be 2 years in September.
It's been kept away until this moment. Because again, people do, they have loved ones' jewelry, right? They keep their loved ones' jewelry and maybe even a ring. Someone might feel that it's common. But how would I know that that ring has not been out in a very long time? And it validates that your mom's soul was with you at that exact moment, validating that when that was given back to you, her soul was with you. Your mom also told me that you didn't know she died, but you knew that she died. Usually this is something that happens when they'll show me someone sitting and they're actually watching their loved one take their last breath. They'll feel the soul. And it's almost like you felt it because I feel like you and your mom had this soul bond. It was such a bond. And it was like you knew that something had happened.
We didn't have a good relationship, but we did, if that makes sense. We had a very strong, both definitely, of course, loved each other. But there was a lot of things that I didn't agree with that she did. And so we would always argue and not get along, but in the end we would still be like this.
She said to me, thick as thieves. Yeah. Such a soul bond. Yeah. And your mom said to me, she said, Teresa, she said, and trust me, she says, my son never held back on how he didn't agree with any of my choices. She says the same way I didn't hold back when I didn't agree with his choices. She says, so I want you to start looking at our relationship a little differently. She said, we had this amazing ability to tell each other exactly how it was, how we felt, but yet we were best friends at the end of the day. Your mom wants to take responsibility for her past. Now, I think the reason why she's having me say this, she touched on this a little bit before of where not wanting anyone to feel that if someone was there or if things were done differently that day, that she wouldn't have died. Correct? She had kind of, she kind of had me tiptoeing around that. So does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah. He blames himself a little bit.
Your mom is so protective of you. So protective. Because she kind of skirted around this before of, and I'm just going to hypothetical this. If I was there or if I went with her, just whatever the scenario or what you're thinking up is or was, she says it wouldn't have changed the fact that she died that day. She's validating it right now by taking responsibility and saying, I don't want you to feel that you could have prevented my departure. I take responsibility for that. And the thing that I admire about her the most in this moment is that it's this protection of you that she makes me feel that there would be nothing that you could ever do, say, or not do that she would be disappointed in you. And making me feel that bond of that, even though she left sudden, tragically, unexpected, you still knew it deep in your soul that something had happened.
I did.
That she had done.
I did.
It's validating the unique, special, amazing bond that you and your mom shared. She says, and nothing else. So when you look back and you say, oh, maybe I wouldn't have, if I knew that my mom was going to pass, I never would have said this to her, or I never would have done that, or I would have maybe spent more time with her. Fair enough.
Definitely.
She says, I need you to stop and remember this moment. She showed me this little address book. Actually, like this little black book.
No.
It looked like a little
address book. It's my grandmother.
Your mom made me feel like that this is a gift from her today, because you need, you're moving on with your life, but she says, I need you to move on fully with no hesitations, with no guards up. Does that make sense? And more importantly, knowing that, did you think you saw your mom the other day in the hallway or somewhere in the house?
Yeah, my grandmother and my mom, I felt like they were sitting together.
So know that that was not your imagination, not wishful thinking. And more importantly, you are not crazy. To know that they were trying to show you not to worry because they were together. I think that might be why it was important for your grandmother to come through and show me the address book. Your grandmother, she's tough. Oh.
Yes, she is.
She's like, I don't even know why he has that book. She goes, everyone's dead in that book.
Everyone is.
I don't know who he's calling.
I said that to him. I said, I don't even know why I'm keeping this. Everyone in it's dead. There's like seven names in it left that are alive, and the numbers have changed.
Do you have a picture of your mom and your grandmother right in front of you, or can you see it?
It's right on the table. It's right on the table.
So knowing and validating that the souls are present and with you at that exact moment. this exact moment. Who is the young male that's departed?
Maybe my stepdad.
He passed at a young age?
Yeah, he was 47, 46 when he died.
So because, you know, I write things. I sit here and I doodle. And I think the thing that I admire the most, and I'm going to say this to you, Will, is because you did this for him. Correct?
What's that? I'm sorry.
The reading.
This reading today.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because I keep trying to go to your side of the family, and every time someone else comes forward for him.
Well, I mean, I speak and see my family on a regular basis.
Yeah. Mine's a little more stubborn and pushes through.
So it validates that the souls are together on the other side, and more importantly, that they are with God. Were you surprised where they found your mom?
Yeah.
Because she keeps showing me, she goes, my son has a lot of questions.
I
and I said to her, what do you mean? She says, well, she made me feel like that. One of them is like you were surprised on where she was or where she died. I think this was all part of her taking responsibility. You understand that? Of placing themselves in a situation.
Yeah.
Did you go back to where she died?
Right after the cops knocked on the door and they left, I went over and just sat there.
So know that when you left and went there, because she says, just tell my son that my soul waited for him. So, and you felt her there. It's like you, but I'm going
to
say this
no,
also.
I have to be there.
But I feel like she went with you. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like her soul was with you right before that knock on the door happened. It's like she's showing me this movie because I can feel something's wrong. I can feel her with me. I hear this knock on the door and then I feel like she went with you. And from that moment, it's like, this is exactly how I feel. From the moment your mom's soul left her physical body, she has not left your side.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month, and that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
She has not left your side.
And once I had that knock, I had that feeling. I just immediately knew.
So know that she was there with you. And I see you like just sitting. I don't know. Were you like touching the ground or something or laying on the ground? I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
And she says, if I could have held you in that moment and to tell you that everything was going to be okay. Did your mom only call you by your full name when she was upset with you? Because no, I want to.
Constantly.
Because I keep wanting to say your name and she stops me and literally a blank of your name, literally. And I feel like that she wants me to call you her little boy, my son.
It was always my son to everybody.
And I'm
my
like,
son. My son.
But I go, but I want to call him by his name. She's like, no, it's yep. my son. She'll let me say Will all day long. I have to say my son. These are the things that freak me out because it's like, I want to say your name. She's not allowing me to hear or remember your name. And I'm like, that's rude. You can't. She goes, nope, it's my son. What an amazing validation that even though she left unexpectedly, we have all these questions. And I'm going to say this, your mom also made me feel like it was a freak thing that also happened how she died, correct?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, only because she looked at me and she says, I never thought that this was going to happen to me.
Not the way she died.
There has to be something to this, my son. Because she doesn't want me to talk about it. Yeah. I kind of learned that it's not up to me on what spirit has me say, doesn't have me say. And because I keep asking her, I'm like, she just keeps showing me this tragedy. And she's like, I just don't want him to feel responsible. I'm taking responsibility. And I'm like, okay. And then I want to go the step forward. And she's like, no, I don't know if it's your mom's way of saying, and listen, I am not a therapist. I don't even know if this is medium etiquette to say this to you, but she's making me feel like this is one of the biggest reasons you're going to grieve the loss of your mom for the rest of your life here in the physical world. But the healing process is something different. And this is why you're not able to heal. Because you keep going over this day. And she says, this is very hard for me to say this to you. She says, please tell him to let go of the way that I died. Do not let the way that I died define who I was. She says, explain to him, Teresa, explain it to him. And I'm like, well, what do you want me to explain? And she says, how it doesn't matter to you how we die. And she literally went like this to me, threw her hands up in the air and like shook them.
Yeah.
So what I've learned from being a medium is that sometimes we can't get past how someone died. And a lot of times when a soul channels, I say to people, and I don't mean to be rude, but like, it doesn't matter to me how they die.
Yeah.
Because no matter what happened, I don't think it makes it easier if you watch your loved one suffer for years with an illness or a disease, or if they pass suddenly. What matters is that day you lost your mom. And if it means that you have to let go of the way that she died so you can heal, then so be it. It's the same thing as if sometimes you know that your mom died, but if you like visualize, you know what, she's at work or, you know, she's away. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Then that's okay. So I think what she wants, what she's saying is this might help. And is it fair to say that you feel such an open wound to your mom's death?
Yeah.
So maybe this might be the start of the healing process. Because that's one of my first things when I go to a soul, they immediately tell me how they died. They bring me through their departure. The only thing that she does is she just keeps showing me this tragedy and this instant passing. Mm-hmm. So if we go back to this moment, if she just says, just stop. And I want, even if you're having a hard time of letting that go, maybe visualize, because as soon as I closed my eyes, she showed me you laying on the ground where she died. And it was like, I feel like you were trying to like hug the earth or the ground. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But what I saw was her soul wrapped around you. So whether if you have to, just because we let go of things, emotions, a situation, or even that vision of how she died, if we let that go and just visualize her soul protecting us, being with me in that exact moment, maybe we can start to heal from that. How do you connect with the car?
That's how she died. She was hit by a car.
Did you find something at the scene of the accident?
The only thing that the police could give us after the accident was her jewelry, her ring.
I said, Val, didn't you tell me that you retrieved one thing from the scene of the accident? It was the ring. I have to say this because she keeps telling me that there was a freak accident that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said to her, I said, I don't understand. Because listen, a soul will come forward. I mean, they'll say, I was drinking. I fell asleep. It was bad weather. I was speeding. And literally, she just keeps saying to me, it was a freak thing that happened. And was there a gentleman at the scene of the accident, or was there a gentleman that was driving the other car?
There was a man who was driving that ran her over.
Because this is what she showed me. Man, she says, my son, my son, my son, mm-hmm. I want you to know, no matter how many struggles I had in my life, I felt like I was at a good place at that time. Like I felt I have things going on, and I might say, okay, you know, I might feel lost or distracted but I feel like she says she wants you to remember her leaving the physical world at the top of the world. Were you just listening to a voicemail of hers, like, or trying to listen to her voice or reading a text message?
I came across an old Facebook post that she had commented on.
I don't think a soul has ever said this to me, where they say, look, we all have things that go on in our lives, right? Good, bad, and indifferent. But I want you to remember that I left the physical world on the top of the world. And it's almost like, I don't care what anyone says. I don't care what, and you know me.
She was just like that too, yep.
I'm going to say it exactly the way that she said it to me. She says, I need you to stop visualizing or trying to figure out what was happening right before I died. She says, I need mm-hmm. you to take that and to let that go. Whatever vision, whatever it is, she says, and I want you to remember how we loved and respected each other. We told each other the way that it was. That was the thing that I loved about us. And that I was at the top of the world the day that I died. Because she made me feel like you have a hard time celebrating her life because of the way that she died, or celebrating her. Are you like afraid of people asking you what happened?
I am, because the way she died, especially growing up with how her lifestyle was, I still don't, you know, believe that's how she died. You know, we expected something to happen differently.
So now I understand why she's saying, I need you to let go of the way that I die. Who am I to say that to you? I literally just said that I just said that to myself. I'm like, Teresa, how could, it's not up to me. But she's telling me this is not, it's not helping you by going over details. Let the justice be that her soul is at peace, more importantly, safe with God. You should be able to celebrate your mom's life however you feel to. She just showed me like you wearing like these Batman pajamas or something with a cape on the back of it or something.
Anthony, that's the smallest kid, my smallest brother.
Look, she's there's something very private about her. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. I can't force a soul to tell me things. And more importantly, I'm not going to try to make up something. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is important because she keeps showing me my symbol four, where she says, I don't want the way that I died to define who I was. Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's probably one of the first things I said to all the smaller kids, my younger brothers, you know, because they knew the kind of lifestyle she had, and then, you know, she died differently, so I didn't want them to remember her or think that it was because of
the lifestyle.
Maybe that's why she said to me it was a freak thing that happened.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, yeah, and I'm going to say this, now I understand why she's so protective and not showing me everything. Are you raising your siblings?
Yes. Yeah.
Because she says, I want to thank the both of you for doing an amazing job and teaching them true values and morals. Because she's like, you know, they're a little strict. And I'm like, well, I doubt it. Do you and Will legally adopt them?
We went and got legal guardianship of them. Yeah.
Perfect. So know that she wants to know how proud she is of you.
Thank you.
And were you thinking of adopting children?
Them
as well? Yeah. Know that what your mom is saying is that in order for you to start to heal, you have to, and maybe this is even for your siblings, we shouldn't be afraid to celebrate or talk about or hesitate to talk about her, fair enough,
yeah,
because of the way that she died. Yeah. We can now say we know her soul is safe and at peace with God. She passed tragically, unexpected, because that's the truth, mm-hmm, but we know that her soul is still with us. And then we can share something positive and beautiful. And she just said to me, she goes, you know, Teresa, she goes, I was very funny. She says, you ask my son, she says, we used to break out and dance, yeah, and just like do like crazy things. Yeah. Correct. It would be like, I was the mom, like, let's build a fort. Let's just dance. Like,
yeah.
So she says, those are the things that I want you to remind your siblings.
It's funny you say that, because we would get all the little fake instruments in the house and go have like a fake jam session.
And maybe that's something you can do with them. Now, are there three children?
Oh my God. Yeah.
And is one of them like exactly like her?
Yeah. Brett.
And how do you connect with the number 13?
Oh my God. The twins will be 13.
To validate that you both are doing an amazing job with the children and how proud she is. Will, did you have a visitation from his mom?
I believe so. Shortly after she passed.
So know that that was real. Know that that was her. And she looked fine, correct?
Yes. Oh, I see stuff all the time, so I'm not nervous about that, but I just wasn't sure it was her.
Validating that that was real, that that was her soul showing you that she was okay. And I feel like this is why this session today is so important, because the first step in true healing is knowing that the soul is safe and at peace, and more importantly, with God. Did your mom have trouble with believing in God or a faith?
She had a very rough life with drugs and whatnot. And she did try very hard to go to church and fix herself, but it was very hard for her to do that. But her funeral that we did was in the church that she loved, and we had a big service and we lit candles, and then every on her anniversary and birthday we always light a candle with her picture.
And you have a new relationship with God, correct?
Yeah.
So know that she wants you to know that your prayers are heard. She wants to thank you for every candle that you light. If her soul wasn't safe and at peace with God, she would not be able to show you all of these things. Did she wander into the street?
That we don't know. And the police couldn't, you know, really tell of what, you know, what was actually happening.
That's part of the question.
That's part of the question. But we do know that it was late night. She seemed to be crossing the street is what they said.
Mm-hmm. Because she said, I wandered into the street. I do feel that she was hit at a high speed. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Were you afraid that she relapsed?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I looked at your mom and I said, please just give your son what he needs to hear. And she said, I don't want him to be disappointed in me. I want him to remember me, the top of my world. And I felt like I was just trying to clear my head. And I just felt like I almost feel like I knew what I was doing, but I didn't know what I was doing. I'm going to use the term wandered into the street or crossed.
That's what we think happened.
And it was just a freak thing that happened. I said to her, how am I going to say this? She says, but it's the truth. She says, I couldn't bear if my children lost me to addiction. She says, the greatest gifts in my life were my children. She says, but I couldn't fight. I'll use the term the demons. Is that a word that she would use?
Yeah, she would say that.
I feel that it took a lot of courage and strength for your mom to give you that. She is 1,000% correct. In the way of that, she says, I don't want anyone to feel bad, sad, or guilty about if we just stop and let go of the way that I died and replace it with something positive and empowering. And she says, and I want you to know that because of my son, you did give me the will to live a good life, a better life. Your mom, I just watched your mom lean over and kiss you. And she said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry what my life and death has left you with. She just started singing that song, You Are My Sunshine. Do you connect with sunflowers or yellow flowers?
Yep.
And who talked about getting a tattoo?
We were joking about it one day. The kids were like, oh, one day, would you care if we got tattoos when we got older? And I said, you're not getting them while you live here.
So know that her soul, I asked her to validate that I was interpreting everything correctly. Validating that her soul was present for that exact conversation. And I'm gonna say this. Do you also feel that there were things that your mom kept from you? Like she didn't tell you everything.
Oh, definitely.
Because I said to her, I said, you know, I have to, there's something that I admire about her is her will to always protect you of not telling you certain things or letting you know certain things. And I felt that it was really big. And there was a moment where I felt I was crying and it was almost like a release. It was almost like a release of finally, I'm able to give my son what he needed to hear from me. More importantly, proud of the man that he has become. My children finally have a father figure in their life. She says, when you sit back and you say, I wonder if we're doing the right thing. Will, she makes me feel like you say that in your head all the time.
Yes.
She says, I want the both of you to know that you are exceeding any expectation that I ever would have had of you. I never would have expected you to raise your siblings. She says, you didn't have to do that.
Yep.
She says, and Will, I love you for that. I love you for saying to my son, we have to do this. We can't let them go. We can't let them be separated. We can't get them lost in a system. And she makes me feel like Will was a big part of that. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Because there are not many people that would have done what the two of you have done. I love in this moment how your mom and your grandmom are acknowledging Will and thanking him for his unconditional love and support. And really saying, yeah, let's do this. And you said it yourself, Will, you feel and sense spirit, right? You communicate with them. Mm-hmm. But yet you knew this was something that he needed.
He needed. Yep. And he's been saying that the whole time. He said, you need to do this. And not because of anything, but because you need it.
Yeah. Because you need to be able to move forward with your life with some type of peace. You deserve this peace in knowing that the souls are together. They're loving, guiding, and protecting you, supporting you, encouraging you both. Were you going to move again or were you thinking of moving?
We had just moved into where we are now in January.
She made me feel like things are going to pan out. And there was some, I don't know why she's making me feel like that. I do see you getting the house because your grandmother really stepped forward and she said, I know it might not seem this way, but things happen exactly how they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Strong believer.
She says, timing is everything. It's the same thing with this reading because I was made to feel like that all of a sudden you were starting to feel a little beaten down. Is that fair enough? Is that a good statement? And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, this is actually happening.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
This was to restore your faith. I'm going to say this. I did push your mom though. She's not happy with me right now. She's like sitting right next to me and she's like going, you know, you weren't fair with me, you know, but, and I'm like, don't talk to me about fair.
That's her to a T.
That would be all right. Cause she's like, I have a bone to pick with you, young lady. And I'm like, whoa. And then here comes your grandmother. She's like, you're not going to speak to Teresa like that.
Yeah. Yep.
And I love, and you know, when she says, listen, she says, and she actually said to me, she says, for the first time in my life, she says, I want to thank you. She says, for pushing me. She says, because it's almost like she brought me into your soul and I can see how I lifted a Band-Aid and I can see how the wound is starting to heal. Like, it's almost like, I feel like it's possible now. Like, okay, my mom really basically said, like, this is what the police said. These are the stories. And my mom validated part of the story, correct?
Yeah.
But always remember, she left the physical world on the top of her world. But I want to share with you the thing that I admire about her finally taking responsibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it was always someone else's fault, right? It was always someone else.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like for the first time, this is why the reading happened when it happened. Because her soul finally learned the lessons and was able to take responsibility.
Amen.
And in turn, to give the both of you a gift of peace, love, respect.
Yeah.
And I love that about her. So it truly was an honor and a privilege to channel for you today. But more importantly, with all of whatever hesitations you had, that you trusted me with the souls of your loved ones. And I loved how your mom respected that, respected on how this wasn't going to be easy for you. But she did do it in a very delicate, respectful way.
Amazing.
So
thank you so much. Thank you. I couldn't even thank you enough.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Leonard Rubeck from Newcastle, Delaware, and I'm William Rouse from Newcastle, Delaware. I still am thinking about parts of it to where I was like, holy crap, how did she know that? Or like spot on things of certain nicknames or things that happened that was just no one would know outside of us two.
Well, no, there were things I didn't even know.
Like the instance of like me going to the spot where my mother was killed, he didn't know that I had been there and laid on the ground. And when she had said that in the meeting, that just, you know, of course I started crying. I think he started crying, but no one would have known
that she knew that I didn't want a reading, that I solely wanted it for him.
She knew that that morning he had like prayed about it and wanted it to gear towards me, which I didn't know that he had done that until that moment. And then something that really got me was the picture of my mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. It was sitting next to us. And before the meeting, I was like, I love Teresa. I do believe in this stuff, but she's not going to know what's sitting next to me. I was like, but I'm putting it next to me. Something told me to put it next to me. And that was one of the first things she said. She's like, do you have a picture right in front of you? And I'm like, wow. I know she had spoken a lot about my mother, but I think a few of those things was possibly my grandmother coming through with certain things. And I know she said mother figure, and my grandmother is the one who really raised me. I think certain things she was saying came from my grandmother, but a lot of what she said was definitely my mom. Shocked that we just did it, because I never thought that it would actually happen.
I don't remember, but we got the first response a year ago when we were on vacation in Maine.
And I was just kind of like, this is a joke, like it's not real, you know? And then he's like going into it and I'm like, oh, let's give it a shot. So I talked to him and we gave it a shot. And then he's like, we'll call you when we want to do it. And he called us again this year. And I'm like, this is really going to happen. For me, I got to say, it gave me some closure. I would recommend her to anybody, even if they didn't believe, because I feel like something would catch them to where they would believe. I definitely want to say thank you to Teresa. If I could have the chance to speak to her again and thank her again, I would love that. I would love to thank her.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.